Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from.
Hi there, how are you?
Here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
America.
It's a big old land with
a republic, if we can keep it.
Happiness.
And it's a battle, folks. It is a battle. We've unearthed some audio from right after the midterm elections, which really, in retrospect, is a bombshell that didn't get much notice. But Biden has repeatedly hinted at using legal means to prevent Donald Trump's potential return to power. And might Merrick Garland be in on this? We're going to share that with you today on the program. It's a bombshell from Tip Insights today on the program, so stay tuned for that. Number of things to cover today on the program. Guests include Jeannie Mancini. I think it's Jeannie Mancini. There's an extra E here, but Jeannie is the president of March for Life, and we are about 6 months out from the 50th annual March for Life. We're going to talk a little bit about that and what's happening state by state on the pro-life front. There is a disgusting, revolting move underway to try and allow the unborn to be killed in record numbers, some of these states. Ridiculous. States like North Dakota that have thankfully had a strong legislature and governor and pro-life laws to say, here's what represents the values of North Dakota. Some of these people are acting as though the sky has fallen because an abortion clinic moved from Fargo to Moorhead, for crying out loud. Driving 3-4 miles across the river. Oh, my. The horror of it all. Anyway, we'll talk to Jeannie about that. Wayne Allen Root is here. Host of the nationally syndicated Wayne Allen Root Raw and Unfiltered. He is been talking lately about how RFK Jr. is getting the shaft big time from the state media and others. So we're going to talk with him a little bit about that and also the whistleblowers as well. Speaking of the whistleblowers, this latest round of whistleblowers that tell us two things. One, more evidence of the Biden crime family, and more evidence that the investigative law enforcement arm of the Justice Department is ignoring this. Such a huge surprise, isn't it? Just a huge...
Just knocked me over with a feather.
Oh, shocking. Shocking. But it seems to be resonating with the media. I'm talking about the state-run media. Why now? Why are they all of a sudden picking up a story critical of Biden they hadn't done before.
Because he's going under the bus.
Haven't you predicted that before, Kevin?
I'm telling you, they can't do it overnight. As it's got to be, there's got to be a systematic decay in all of this so that they have all the, and they know they can go to him right now and say, dude, you're not running. Come out tomorrow and say you're not running because we have all this on you. But they've got to make it look, you know.
How does that work?
With a big room and a lot of people and a big whiteboard. I mean, Charlie Kirk talks about that all the time, the planning, these tacticians in the Democratic Party.
So you're telling me
what they're doing.
ABC, NBC, CBS, New York Times, Washington Post, MSNBC, all the lefties, the state-run media, they get in a room and say it's time to...
No, I think they just get told what their talking points are.
From who? From
whoever the man in the high tower is. But then I know you've seen the video where they took local news from all over the country.
All the same.
And it was all the same verbiage. Yeah. It was all the same script. And that's a fact. Carrie Lake talks about that. She said, you're going to say.
I just think that's a product of a bunch of lefties.
Well, yeah. And it's communism and it's, you know, control the media.
Lefties in the media.
Well, there you go.
Anyway, we'll welcome your theories on that, folks. But it's real. It's, you know, there's actual critical reporting of the Bidens happening now in the mainstream media because of these whistleblowers. All of a sudden, why is this the time that they're doing it? Might they be throwing Biden under the bus? That's Kevin's theory. Lastly, in my stack of stuff, well, I got more in my stack of stuff, but I always do. But I want your take on this. Sex offenders. Sex offenders that target minors. Juveniles. What should happen to them? How should they be treated by the justice system? A Fargo Public Schools trainer and teacher faces a felony charge after a high school student alleged he was touched inappropriately. Levi Tandy, 36, of Fargo, appeared Friday in Cass County District Court on a charge of sexual assault. Bail's at $15,000. Court documents said the high school student went to see Tandy in the training room because the student's hip was hurting after riding a bike. I'm reading from April Baumgarten's story in the forum. The student told authorities Tandy touched him inappropriately. The student claimed Tandy put his hand up the student's shorts through an opening on the side. At this point, the student turns on a phone camera, captures video of Tandy asking the student to take his shirt off. Video shows the student taking his shirt off, and Tandy leans down to suck the boy's chest. Boy told police he was terrified, didn't know what to do. What should the penalty be for that? How many times has that happened before? This is a teacher, Fargo school system teacher. Fargo Public Schools trainer. Can't believe it's the first time. I don't think the penalties are sufficient enough to deter this kind of behavior. It's my take. Want yours at 701-271-1100. Text us at 701-237-1590. Jim in Fargo, you're first to go on What's on Your Mind. Hello, Jim.
You keep asking why they're going after Biden. You hear it on all the news stations and everybody's starting to pick it up and all that. Well, the only reason is because all I heard over the weekend was nobody's above the law. If they can do this to Biden, they're going to do it. They're going to be an all full onslaught on Trump. Everything. And, well, more than what they're doing now. So that's about the only reason they're going to do it to Biden, because no one's above the law. That's basically it.
So you think, Jim, that they're finally guys? Why now? That's what I don't understand. Why all of a sudden now are they wanting to report equally here?
Well,
I know.
Well, they weren't really expecting to lose the house and all, but the guy is just a bumbling, stumbling idiot. Well, for years, everybody's known that, but it's getting really too apparent. They can't even keep him in the basement that long. Jeez, the guy was probably catching flies or something, but now he's just he's gone. He's heading.
Thanks for the call, Jim. Appreciate it. What's your theory, Kel?
I'll tell you what. It's a little longer than we have, so when we come back from the break, I'll give you the 30-second version.
I have a theory too, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And yours is welcome, folks. 701-271-1100. On any of these stories today on What's On Your Mind, let's rock and roll.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? You've been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming June auctions include 164 acres in Stark County, 784 acres in Kidder and Stutzman counties, 563 acres of exceptional cropland in Wilkin County, Minnesota, near Wolverton, 201 acres of hunting land in Roseau County, near Wanaska, 3.6 acre lot on Lake Metegoshi in Botten Hill County, mineral auctions in Slope and Headinger counties. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
This is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. I want to take a minute just to thank you very much for all your calls, tech, all the rapport I've been having with all you listeners for the past 4, 5, 6 years, and I really appreciate that. But more importantly than that, now is the time to act for your family. With 87,000 IRS agents out there, they have a target, and that target's on you and your family. Let's make your estate private. Let's protect from guardianship. Let's save taxes and also protect your heirs so they have a peaceful, private settlement each and every time. They'll be so appreciative that not only you did that. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. You'll be so glad you did. I guarantee it. Online at ndestateservices.com. Thank you very much. God bless you and your family.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Taylor Swift bumper Monday for you. The masses of folks that were down there at the concert over the weekend.
We were both young when I first saw you. I closed my
eyes. I think she called it the Eras Tour because she's doing songs from her whole career, like 44 songs in the show, 3.5 hours worth. But all of her old stuff she had to re-record, because she got it, basically the guy that has rights to it bought it or whatever. her first producer. I don't forget the guy who he was.
Scam artist, wasn't
Yeah. So he owns a he owns her. So she's telling everybody buy the new the remixes the because the remixes are all hers now, and she wrote them all, so she owns all of those rights.
She is an extraordinary talent, but she's also woke. So
yeah, there's a bit of that.
Keep that in mind. Hey, attention homeowners, if you experience a flood or water damage in your home, don't wait another minute. Northern Valley reports of 5 to 6 inches of snow, so there could be some water damage today. You need to contact Ned and his team at Rainbow International Fargo for immediate water damage restoration services. They understand the urgency of the situation and are here to help 24/7. Water damage, fire damage, mold, their highly trained technicians will quickly assess the damage and work tirelessly to restore your home. Call Rainbow International Fargo today, 701-412-4776, 412-4776. 701-271-1100 is our number. Kevin, your answer first.
I believe that Mr. Biden and his team did not check with management before they had made the announcement that he was going to run again. They didn't clear that with the powers that, you know, have his strings. You know, that's why Ron Klain, Susan Rice, they've all evac'd because they weren't consulted, and he made the announcement, and now they've got to slowly but surely make sure that he doesn't do that.
Is the man Obama?
Oh yeah, yeah. He's probably the team captain, I would guess.
Right.
But you know, yeah, the whole team.
All right.
Got to check with management, man. You can't just go off and run.
This is why Biden's being thrown under the bus, according to Kevin Flynn. And your opinion is welcome as well, 701-271-1100. Aaron in Enderlin, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Aaron.
Good morning, Scott and Kevin. I called in on Friday and spoke with Senator Cramer. My concern was about the Republicans, Democrats getting together and squashing a third party. It was interesting. I mean, if this disgusting as that notion is, it's even more disturbing to hear Senator Cramer say that he doesn't see how Republicans and Democrats would ever get together. I don't know what to think of him anymore. He's more like a politician than he is a conservative, and he doesn't have much common sense. Democrats and Republicans have been gathering together to squash and do anything they can to stay in power. Why would he say that he doesn't see how they could ever get together?
Well, where's an example where they've gotten together?
Weapons of mass destruction, the Vietnam War, my goodness, Iran-Contra, everybody. I mean, they've all been together. They got together and got rid of Nixon. You know, they got together in the JFK assassination. It's not like it's never happened. I think they've been in bed with each other longer than most people think.
Well, that's what's called the deep state. I certainly think there are elements of that,
I know
sure.
It. So I don't know why Cramer. I don't know why would Cramer not know about it? My God, you know they've been doing this for decades, and it's just getting tiresome. But anyway, thank you.
Thank you, Aaron. Glad you called today on What's on Your Mind. The turn on Biden. Why is it happening? What's going on, especially from the media?
Well,
what's underway? Mark at Grand Forks, do you have a theory?
I think what's happening. I do. I think it's just a matter of he has outlived his usefulness. I remember way back in the primaries, I heard one of the former Fox talk show hosts did a segment on. He said the candidate to be scared of is Joe Biden because he's completely controllable, and that's been true. We've seen that through his presidency up to this point. And I think he's outlived his usefulness, and all the scandals that are now starting to come to light and they're starting to report on, they just don't want him around anymore. So I think that's what's going on. And can I leave you with one other thing that I saw over the weekend, Scott?
Yeah, before you do, tell me again who said he's the most controllable?
Oh, that was Tucker Carlson. Way back in the primaries when, you know, everybody was going for the Democratic nomination. But that segment's always stuck out to me because that was exactly right. Because the country wasn't going to go, you know, whole hog down the road for Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren or somebody like that at that point. That was just too radical ideology. But what's happened is we've gone exactly down those roads because all those strings have been pulled in the background because good old Uncle Joe, he's the centrist. Yeah, right.
Interesting. Very interesting, Mark. Anything else you want to tell us?
Yeah, so one other story I read over the weekend, and this is very interesting, and this kind of goes, I mean, it's a different vein, you know, along the lines of this guy in Fargo that was going after kids, but no, there was a New York City drag march out there, and all the drag queens and trans people that were walking in there, one of their chants that they were doing is, "We're coming for your children. We're coming for your children."
Oh, my
God. So, you know, this is absolutely what's going on. And what Kevin mentioned, excuse me, earlier in the show, the term MAPS, minor attracted persons, this is a term that's been out there for a while now. And they want to normalize pedophilia, and you know, it's the same thing that they're doing, changing all the terms, you know, like post birth abortion rather than murder, things like that. They're changing terminology and therefore trying to change ideology. So anyway, there's a little nugget of knowledge you can dig into that one for yourself, or I can send the link over to the station. But yeah, that stuff is going on.
Yeah, send the link. I also saw, as you're talking about the gay pride parade in New York City, there was some pervert, only in underwear, and he stops to wiggle his hind den in front of kids.
Oh, yeah, and he's right. There was like, "We're here, we're queer, we're coming for your children." And I thought, good luck with that, buddy. You know, and that what's going to happen is these sparkle farts, like the guy I follow on Facebook, he says, "Well, okay, sparkle farts, you can do that." But you be prepared for the response.
Well, this is what I'm worried about.
I mean, you better be prepared for more than just a, "Hey, we're going to show up at school board meetings and demand we don't have drag shows." Okay, they're going way too far, and it's not going to end well.
I don't think the penalty is anywhere near as strong as it needs to be. I think that about this teacher/trainer at Fargo Schools with the male student that was arrested on Friday or in court on Friday. And I think it of, any of this crap like trying to normalize pedophilia. Yet lock them up. Second it happens. And
well, you think.
Make it for a long time.
No, but we have to have compassion, Scott. We have to have them register, and they can live next door to you as long as you know that they've registered.
No.
And they know, well, you know, it's okay. Come on, compassion, Scott.
Not going
come
wrong
on,
with
feelings.
That.
Come on. You need to care.
Joe Biden in 2022 repeatedly hinted at using legal means to prevent Trump's potential return to power. Might that be Joe Biden's final mission before he's thrown under the bus? Going to share that story with you when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Anything on your mind, give us a call today.
For the history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota. Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
USA News Update. President Biden has spoken with Ukraine President Zelensky and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau about the weekend's events in Russia. The White House said the leaders affirmed their unwavering support for Ukraine against Russian aggression. This comes after a short-lived rebellion by the Wagner Group, a private Russian military organization led by Yevgeny Prigozhin. The Kremlin reportedly reached an agreement with Wagner to drop the charges against Prigozhin in exchange for the group ending its insurrection. The penalty phase in the Pittsburgh synagogue shooter trial is set to begin today. Earlier this month, a jury found Robert Bowers guilty on all counts in the 2018 mass shooting at the Tree of Life synagogue that killed 11 people. In the first part of the sentencing phase, the jury will consider aggravating circumstances to determine if Bowers is eligible for the death penalty. Legal experts say it's a near certainty the jury will find the defendant to be eligible. Lance Pry, USA News.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling four-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these four-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're on the phone with your girlfriend. She's upset. She's going off about something that you said. She doesn't get your humor like I do.
What's for lunch today, you ask? Let me tell you, Salisbury Steak at the 45th Street location of PetroServe USA, right at 45th and 9th Street Southwest. Glendon Beefy Noodles today. Sloppy Joe's at the MP Avenue location downtown Fargo. Spaghetti and garlic bread. Mmm, that sounds good. 12th Avenue and I-29. West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Beef tips and gravy or chicken fettuccine. Lasagna and Harwood. Meatloaf or scalloped potatoes and ham, Valley City. PetroServe USA, they have the home cooking. They have the grab-and-go convenience. PetroServe USA. Texter says sexual predators need to be jailed and wear some form of a scarlet letter. Yeah, you have to put them all in one section, or I don't think they'd survive in jail with a scarlet letter.
Isn't there an island somewhere where you just, you know...
I'm telling you, something...
By the way, just send them to Epstein's Island.
Something...
Just leave them there.
Extreme needs to be done.
Yeah.
Different.
Yes.
And because there's too much of this junk...
No.
Crap.
Yeah.
And you need something real in the way of a deterrence from this kind of behavior. And by the way, I don't believe when a Fargo school's athletic trainer slash teacher is asking a student to take his shirt off and then start sucking his chest. This stuff's gone on before. This guy thinks he can get by with this stuff. Putting his hand up the shorts of the student. I mean, it's disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. Another texter says, Scott, you called Taylor Swift woke. Oh, did I touch a nerve, do you think? Governor Burgum used woke in his commercials. I'm very confused about what woke really means. One minute woke is bad, and then another it's not. Can you please explain what woke means? Okay. Here's my description of woke. Kevin, probably you have a different one. I mean, there might be a technical description of what woke means. I take woke to mean you think it's okay to have a gay pride parade. You think it's okay to yell, we're coming for your children. When you just go along with any crazy, ESG is woke. Environmental, you know, social governance.
DEI.
Same thing. Diversity, equity,
that's
inclusion.
Woke.
That's woke.
Yep. That's so the epitome of it to me.
It's okay to have, books that talk about sex in libraries where young kids can access them. That's okay. Let them explore.
Woke is about feelings and ideology and emotions and a lot of things that just aren't real and don't matter. to me. Like diversity, equity, there's no win with DEI. And by the way, we're already diverse, we're already equitable, we're already inclusive. So all of that is BS.
Now, evidently the Wikipedia definition of woke, if you looked it up, is going to be a little different. This one, it says, Kev, woke is an adjective derived from African-American vernacular English, meaning alert to racial prejudice and discrimination.
Yeah, that. Yeah, that's part of it, too.
I hadn't heard that one before.
I would ask any, and I'm just going to echo things that Candace Owens teaches me, or Brandon Tatum, or Larry Elder, any one of the great, you know, Americans that happen to be of a different skin color than I am, about what opportunities in this country are available to me that aren't to you, if you're a person of color. Any of them ever get asked that, or any of you ever hear an answer? What opportunities are available to me in this country, or my children, whatever, that aren't available to you? If you're here legitimately, and you're a citizen, you're ready to work or do it. What can't you do? Where are you, you know? And because we've dumbed the classroom down so much and our test scores are nil, all of a sudden we got to go, yeah, we need anybody that has any color skin that wants to be a doctor or a pilot. That's woke.
Texter says woke means you've drunk the left's Kool-Aid.
Well, yeah.
And by the way, if you have a better description for woke, we welcome it. 271-1100. Help this listener out here. What is the definition of woke? What does woke mean? 701-271-1100. Text us at 237-1590. I call Taylor Swift woke because she's vocally anti-Trump. Like, I don't want to know what her politics are. She's a great performer, great artist. Just sing. Don't try to play politics.
Well, they always do.
And
I don't know that making her being not a fan of Trump makes her woke. You know, she's very much down for the pride promotions and all that.
That's woke.
That's, you know.
That's
yeah.
Woke.
Yep.
That is woke. Anyway, there you go. Texter says, they may be talking a little on those stations, talking again about the Biden whistleblower. Maybe talking a little on some of those stations, but not what they should be. I've seen nothing on North Dakota local news on all major free antenna stations. Very interesting point. Local news not picking this up. You know, they do national tidbits. They're really woke. I mean, the newsrooms of North Dakota are just as bad as Minnesota in my mind with their left viewpoints just everywhere through the newsrooms. I mean, it's everywhere. Absolutely. Okay, so I said I had a theory on Biden under the bus. He's got one big job to do, and that has to happen, Kevin, before he can be thrown under the bus. Okay?
Yep, okay.
And he said the quiet part out loud after the midterm elections of what he was going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Let me play you Donald Trump in an answer to a question from a CNN reporter. This was at the midterms, right after the midterms. So, you know, victory there, as far as they were concerned. They didn't lose the Senate, nor as many seats as they thought they were going to lose in the House. So they got a little strut going, right? Listen to this.
37 quick. Okay. sir, at a fundraiser last month, you said, quote, the rest of the world is looking at this election, both the good guys and the bad guys. You noted you're going to the G20 in a couple days. You'll come face to face with many of those leaders the same moment that your predecessor is considering launching his reelection effort. How should those world leaders, both good guys and bad guys, view this moment both for America and for your presidency?
Well, first of all, these world leaders know we're doing better than anybody else in the world, as a practical matter. Notwithstanding the difficulties we have, our economy is growing. You saw the last report, we're still growing at 2.6%. We're creating jobs. We're still in a solid position. And there's not many other countries in the world are in that position. And I promise you, from the telephone calls I still have and from the meetings I have with other heads of state, they're looking to the United States. and saying, how are you doing? What are you doing? What can we do together? So I think that the vast majority of my colleagues, at least those colleagues who are NATO members, European Union, Japan, South Korea, etc., I think they're looking to cooperate and wanting to know how we can help one another. And what was the other question? Oh, I'm sorry.
No. So I think the one way to follow up on that is you noted that you felt like there was a shift in terms of people being willing to show more decency in this moment. You've often talked about breaking the fever or kind of a transition from this moment that we've faced over the last several years. Do you feel like the election is what represents that?
By the way, this guy, you hear him, Kevin? He's basically saying Trump bad,
mm-hmm.
Biden good.
Oh yeah,
and isn't Trump hated? He's trying to get him to say it without saying Trump's name. This is what's going on here.
Do you feel like the fever is broken? I guess.
Well, I don't think we're going to break the fever for the super mega mega Republicans. I mean, but I think they're a minority of the Republican Party. I think the vast majority of the members of the Republican Party, we disagree strongly on issues, but they're decent, honorable people. We have differences of agreement on issues, but they, I work with a lot of these folks in the Senate and the House for a long time, and they're honest and they're straightforward. They're different than mine, but they're decent folks, and so I think that the rest of the world. And a lot of you have covered other parts of the world, and you know. The rest of the world is looking at the United States. I guess the best way to say this is to repeat what some of you heard me say before. The first G7 meeting for the public, that's the seven largest democracies, when I went to right after we got elected in February, after I got sworn in January. And I sat down at a table, a round table, with the six other world leaders from the European Union and Canada, et cetera, and said, America's back. And one of them turned to me and said, for how long? For how long? It was a deadly earnest question. For how long? And I looked at them, and then another one went on to say, and I'm not going to name them, went on to say, what would you say, Joe, if, in fact, we went to bed tonight here in England, woke up the next morning and found out that 1,000 people had stormed the Parliament of Great Britain, gone down the hall, broken down the doors, two cops ended up dying, a number of people injured, and they tried to stop the confirmation of an election. It's not the same situation, obviously, as we have. And he said, what would you think? And what, I asked a rhetorical question, what would you all think? You'd think England was really in trouble. You'd think democracy was on the edge if that happened in Great Britain. And so that's the way people were looking at us, like, when's this going to stop? Nothing like this has happened since the Civil War. I don't want to exaggerate, but literally, nothing like this has happened since the Civil War.
Oh, my God.
And so what I find is that they want to know, is the United States stable? Do we know what we're about? Are we the same democracy we've always been? Because, look, the rest of the world looks to us. I don't mean that we're always right. But if the United States tomorrow were to, quote, withdraw from the world, a lot of things would change around the world. A whole lot would change. And so they're very concerned that we are still the open democracy we've been, and that we have rules and the institutions matter. And that's the context in which I think that they're looking at, are we back to a place where we are going to accept decisions made by the court, by the...
Yeah, you see where he's going with this, right? This is way long-winded, but the money quote from Biden next on What's on Your Mind.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklett Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources? Reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Love you just the way God made you, girl. He don't make mistakes. What you call your imperfections, I call beautiful babe.
What's on Your Mind is brought to you in part by our friends at Pucklett, North Dakota's home for Chevy. If you're in the market, folks, for a Chevy product, GMC product, my friends at Pucklett are the place to buy it. You'll never buy a vehicle from folks that care more than they do at Pucklett. They just are the best to deal with. And I have a beautiful Chevy Silverado High Country. Mine's a 2021, and I love it. I'll have to part with it at some point, maybe go to 23, 24. But I can't wait to deal with my friends at Pucklett again because they are just the best. PucklettsValleyCity.com. Do a little shopping today. Do a little browsing. Check that out. Okay, sorry for the painfully long meandering of Joe Biden, but here's the money part of this. Kevin, listen closely to two things. His answer to this follow-up question from the January 6th obsessed reporter from CNN, who, you know, has asked now three versions of this question because he's trying to get Biden to answer the question he wants answered.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He wants a certain answer out of Biden.
Gotcha.
So listen to Biden's answer to this dumb question and the pause after, because nobody in the media can believe it. Here it is.
The entire genesis of that G7 conversation was tied to your predecessor, who is about to launch another campaign. So how do you reassure them, if that is the reason for their questioning, that the former president will not return, that his political movement, which is still very strong, will not once again take...
How in the world does a reporter ask a question like that?
What are you
going to do to make sure that he doesn't ever come back? What if he doesn't return? I mean, like, is this America?
Yeah,
or is
right.
this Venezuela?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. This nitwit asking the question is unbelievable, but listen to the answer.
Take power in the United States.
Well, we just have to demonstrate that he will not take power if he does run, making sure he, under legitimate efforts of our Constitution, does not become the next president again.
Long pause, long pause, long pause. Sounds to me like a little bit of what's going on right now.
Yeah,
doesn't it?
I know, right?
Everything in power.
Yeah.
Everything in our power. You want to know something really interesting? After he said, quote, we have to demonstrate that he will not take power if he does run.
Yeah.
9 days later, Merrick Garland announced the appointment of Jack Smith as special counsel to investigate Trump's role in January 6th and his handling of classified documents. 9 days later.
Imagine that.
Folks, be very afraid of what's to come between now and Election Day. And by the way, we know what they're doing on the classified documents. We don't know yet what they're going to do on January 6th. That's still to come. That's Biden's job.
Mm-hmm.
Biden's job is to by any means necessary, make sure Trump doesn't run. That's his job.
Yep.
Once that's done, he's gone, under the bus. Texters. Let's get a few texters in here with lots of comments. One, did the sexual predators cut their junk off? Just leave that
That'd
there.
That'd be the penalty? Sure.
That'd be the penalty, yeah.
I'd start there.
A texter, do you remember the name of the whistleblower that committed suicide last week? What? Check that out, Kev, would you? Not only do I not remember the name, I don't remember hearing anything about it.
Okay, I'll look.
Texter says, get ready for Newsom. RFK Jr. is making too much sense. Democrat establishment is scared.
Yep.
We got a guest coming up. Wayne Allen Root on what's going on to RFK.
1,000%. Yep. With the Gav thing, with the Gavin Newsom.
Bye-bye, RFK. Junior. Thrown under the political bus.
Oh, they can't have him in there.
Another texter. The same script to all the mainstream media. Rush Limbaugh used to run audio clips of the big three networks using the exact same verbiage in news stories 25-plus years ago. Another listener wants to know, when did Joe Biden start teaching at Fargo Public Schools?
Good question.
Oh, we shouldn't laugh about such serious situations. End this gay pride crap in Fargo or it won't end well. Taylor is woke. I agree. All right, thank you for that. Talking about Taylor Swift. Scott, I'm curious if any liberal groups in Fargo will come out in support of the pedophile trainer. Also curious what the Fargo School Board's position will be. Well, he's an employee of Sanford because he's a trainer? No, he must be, because he's a teacher, a part-time employee of Fargo Public Schools, too. But I think they've already put him on leave. It's kind of typical of these situations. They put him on leave until the
legal
process plays out. Lister says, I was listening to a Lutheran minister yesterday who incorporated praying for climate change dangers, electric vehicles to improve the climate, people being able to reveal their gender without harm, immigrants to be treated with kindness and help, That's what you call wokeness in church. Another listener, I wish celebrities would keep their politics to themselves. When I find out they are liberal, I'm no longer a fan of theirs. I'm the same way. Although, I'm not a fan of Taylor Swift's, but when Kevin's playing the bumper music today, I tap my toe to it. She's talented. There's no denying that. I wish he wasn't woke, too.
Well, I'm kind of with you. I wish the beer and the sports and the music, and they would all just play and play and play and just stop talking.
And, you know, by the way, Bud Light, there is a cost for this. Bud Light, which is not a woke company. Bud Light's never pulled any of this stuff ever before. It's not like Target or some of these others. Bud is not a woke company. Their bad sales persist right now today, 3 months after the controversy.
Of one woman's decision.
Yeah, who wasn't authorized to do what she did.
MyPillow 2.0 is here. Brand new temperature regulating technology that keeps you comfortable throughout the night. Mike Lindell has done it again. Sleep is all about temperature and height. It's not a firm or soft thing. Everyone wants soft, but they need support. The patented adjustable fill is going to give you the exact support you need from the bed to your head, and it's going to stay that way throughout the night. This is where it gets really good. We've all experienced those temperature-related sleep interruptions. You get too hot, you toss and turn, you flip your pillow over. All of that is gone with the MyPillow 2.0 cooling technology. Your MyPillow 2.0 will stay cool all night long. It's truly the best pillow you'll ever own. And right now you buy one and you get one free. That's right, buy one, get one of the MyPillow 2.0. Just use the promo code Scott at MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott, MyPillow.com, or call 800-506-9028.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.